and which generation. Hear from experts and people in our community.
Qatar shut its airport and then opened it again and then closed it and then opened it again. I wonder if you're watching nervously for friends and family coming home. Have you been checking the fine details of your travel insurance policy? Yesterday, Qatar, Kuwait and Bahrain closed their airspace and at least one Qantas flight to Europe had to be turned around mid-flight and another diverted. Max Naja is from Axis Travel. Max, hello. Welcome to ABC Radio. What's the latest here? Because the information for, I imagine, for your clients trying to come back from the Northern Hemisphere is changing day by day regarding the Middle East conflict. What are you hearing?
You're absolutely. Well, I've been doing this for 47 years now, and we've been doing work for the last 5 or 6 days incessantly, 24/7 for our clients at Axis Travel. And the problem you've got is that the airport's opening, closing. Flights are being diverted, they're not diverted. At the moment, we're talking now on the Wednesday morning here in Australia. It is much better than it has been. The flights are getting back online. There's a huge backlog, about 300,000 to 400,000 people minimum in Dubai, Qatar Airport, Kuwait Airport, Amman Airport who've been affected. So they're starting to get back online. You can imagine the backlog. There's a lot of things that's happening behind the scenes that a lot of people don't know about, and that's such as simple as the hotels were basically fully booked and they charged high rates anyway. The lounges at the airports were fully occupied or you couldn't get in anyway. So people are sleeping on the ground, according to our clients, stuck in those airports, and they're trying to get out. So there is going to be a major backlog. I think it'll be at least 3 days before people can actually get themselves back on the flights, and that's a really major issue at the moment.
And that could change again, of course, if the hostilities then erupt back in the Middle East. My son's yes. grandparents were stuck in Heathrow going to fly through Doha last night. They made the decision to just dump what they said was an enormous amount of money on buying separate airline tickets to try and get back through Asia rather than going through the Middle East. Is that something that you're recommending to your clients?
No, not actually. I'm not actually recommending that, surprise, surprise, because if they've got decent travel insurance, the problem you've got, if you voluntarily change your flights, then most travel insurance policies will not allow you to get a refund or make a claim. That's the problem. I know where you're coming from. Yep, they just want to get back home. But sometimes you have to bite the bullet. And if at all possible, wait for the airline. This is the critical part. Wait for the airline to make contact with you through your travel agent. And that's really critical. And this is another problem too, if I can just mention it. Communication between the airline and millions and millions of travelers has been really woeful. And you can probably understand why the pressure's there. But it's something that you've got to be very careful of. Travel insurance policies, if they can get out of the claim, they will. And the important part is that try and make not a voluntary decision, let the airline contact you. The best form of communication, I can tell you this without any hesitation, has been to a third-party contact of using a satellite computer reservation systems, which is what most travel agencies use. We don't use consumer websites. I'll give you a simple example. We've had clients go to a website, say, for example, Emirates, and the flights are looking at confirmed status. It's an Emirates code share flight with Qantas. They go to the airport, there are no seats. So the websites between Emirates and Qantas sometimes don't work. And people like, say, Qantas will turn around and say, it's not our fault. Well, it is, because you're working together, ACCC confirmed partnership with Emirates, but the client gets to the airport trusting what they read on the Emirates website, correct?
Yeah.
And they get to the airport and there's no seats.
Yeah.
So that's been happening a lot, and that's something that Qantas, conditions of carriage, they need to rectify and pay compensation for that, because they're basically screwing up all the connecting flights, the domino effect. So these are the things that are happening around the world. But certainly the important part is keep in contact with your travel agent. If you booked it direct, the websites are crashing yesterday 5, 6, maybe 10 times. The Emirates website, Qatar website, even the Qantas website froze. It was so hard to get through, and you just couldn't get through on the telephone, you can imagine. So unfortunately, a third party of a travel agency who does not use the consumer websites has got direct contacts and can reissue and rebook flights on any airline. That's the contact that you should be using.
You're on ABC Radio. Darwin Adams Steer with you. Max Najjar is the director of Axis Travel, one of the travel agents. Speaking about the issues people are having trying to get back to Australia with the ongoing conflict in the Middle East. The other issue, though, Max, I understand, is that the conflict between Russia and Ukraine is affecting how airlines are travelling through Europe.
Yes, yeah, that is correct. The airlines, the good thing about this, Adam, if you think about it, the airlines, the quality airlines that you do travel with, there's no way they're going to risk their aircraft or the passengers to fly around any airspace. So they could even do what they did. I remember 15, 20 years ago, they had to go right up the very top around Tokyo, up the very north of the world and the south of the world just to get around airspace problems with the Iraqi war. So that's just an example. The airlines can do that. But they're not going to get off the ground, and I know it's an inconvenience for myself and yourself and everybody else traveling. They're not going to get an aircraft that's worth $200 million plus every passenger on board to compensate them if they're going to have a problem. So quality airlines like Qatar, like Emirates, Singapore, Cathay, Lufthansa, KLM, British Airways, all those guys, they're very good in what they're doing, and they can predict in advance whether they should be flying through the airspaces. So I think in one way, Adam, we can feel comfortable that if they say they're not going to travel, they're doing it for a reason. If they say it's going to take 3 or 4 hours extra to fly from A to B, they're doing it for a reason. But then comes the costs of the equation as well. And not now, but very soon you'll see the airlines increasing airfares, because they have to pay for the extra mileage they do or compensation.
Okay, so that's the situation for people who are stuck over in the Northern Hemisphere. We are in the middle of the first week of our three-week school holiday break here in the Northern Territory. Max, there will be people planning to fly to the summer in the Northern Hemisphere. What would be your advice to those?
Stick with the airline that you're with. Voluntarily try not to change unless you really, really have to. And look at the travel insurance policies. Most policies in Australia will not cover you for any areas that said under Smart Traveller, for example, do not travel. They will not cover you if it's a war. They will not cover you for civil unrest. It's in the PDS, the product disclosure statements that they all issue. So unfortunately, most travel insurance providers will not protect you for those areas that either you knew in advance that they had a problem or unforeseen circumstances. So you've got to be very careful. Hence, I'll just default what I said before, Adam, is that if you're going to do a change, make sure the airline or the travel agency gives it to you in writing that it's their decision not to travel or to fly from A to B to C, and keep that and then do the changes thereafter. And in some cases, the travel insurance providers may pay you back if it's not a country on the do not travel list or if it's not a war-torn unrest. And if you're going to go to London, a good example is what you've just said. If they're just doing London as the final destination point, it's not their fault that they can't travel. You can in the Middle East. So therefore, they should be covered under most insurance policies.
Yeah, they should be. Hey, Max, best of luck today. Let's hopefully things settle down today. Thank you so much for your time.
Pleasure. You're welcome, Adam.
Thank you. There's Max Najjar from Axis Travel, one of the travel agents looking after people flying in and out of Australia. You're